huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. If I could turn my sexual energy into enterprise, I'd be a zillionaire. I'd be the world's first trillionaire. Breaking news, the AstraZeneca CEO is officially the highest paid executive in the UK when this news hits. Woo. So, Pascal Soriot, who actually trained as a vet, I'll come back to that, is now the highest paid executive in the UK. He earned £15.45 million in the last year. And of course, this is going to create some polarized opinion on whether that's right or wrong. I would love your thoughts in the comments. Do you think it's right that the CEO of AstraZeneca, the vaccine, one of the vaccine companies, do you think it's right that he is the highest paid executive in the UK? I've got some thoughts and they're probably not going to be popular, so get ready for them. And now he was paid six times the average salary of the average top 100 FTSE CEO. So the average FTSE CEO was paid, I think, 2.69 million. And Pascal Soriot, the top exec CEO of AstraZeneca, you know, the COVID vaccine, one of the COVID vaccine companies, was paid six times that. Let me know in the comments if you think it's fair. One thing I will say, though, and people don't actually know this, I think it's important to get your information correct. AstraZeneca are apparently believed to be the only company that are selling the vaccine not for profit. Other companies selling the vaccine for profit, apparently AstraZeneca not selling the vaccine for profit. Though you'd probably say they will probably make profit across many more products and services. Who knows? Now, some people are saying that, you know, these CEOs are getting paid more and more and more. And, you know, through this lockdown, the gap has widened between the rich and the poor. Well, again, I'm not sure about that. I think we must think about value creation. We must think about service. We must think about solution. And most people, when they rant and complain about these things, they don't consider that. But the average CEO pay fell by 17%. In that same year, the average bonus fell, the average pay rise fell. So, yeah, you know, let's look at it from a balanced perspective. But the one thing I will share with you, which I think is really important, and most people won't, this news will come out and it'll piss a lot of people off. And they won't do their research and they won't look into the reason why. Someone's even just said here, blood money. Do you think it's blood money? Do you think it was a conspiracy? Do you think it was actually just created? Someone said, against human rights, a mandatory vaccine or against human rights. Thank you for sharing with me what you think. Please also hit the share button right now. Let's get a discussion going. There's going to be a lot of energy and emotion around this on social media. But one thing I will say is the world's biggest problems create the entrepreneur's greatest opportunities. And a friend of mine who's a billionaire, David McCourt, he said this when I interviewed him. The world's biggest problems create the entrepreneur's greatest opportunities. Like any entrepreneur who can figure out helping the planet with climate change and plastics and animal farming, and overwhelm is a thing. You know, we're all overwhelmed right now. These are all global problems. Pandemic is a global problem. Plastics is a global problem. Overwhelm, too much information, is a global problem. The entrepreneur doesn't bitch and moan and complain about what they can't control. They go, how do I solve this problem? You know, the key execs, how do I get involved and solve this problem? The pandemic was a global problem. Therefore, it was a massive scale problem. The vaccine is a potential solution. You may agree or disagree. And that is why, you know, you solve bigger problems, you get bigger paychecks. And, you know, people are going to ask why. This isn't fair. AstraZeneca CEO should not be the highest paid exec in the UK. Well, the reality is the pandemic was the biggest global problem, the biggest national problem of the last 18 months. That's pretty obvious. And therefore, you could say fair exchange, fair value creation, fair solution. He's been paid the most. Like it or hate it, doesn't matter. People who follow me, they follow me because they want to start and scale their business. They want to get better financial education and knowledge. That's why people follow me. And if you're not interested in any of that shit, what the fuck are you following me for? So we can learn from this. This is my duty to share with you the lesson from this. You need to go and find bigger problems. You need to create meaningful solutions to those bigger problems. You need to adapt, evolve, and pivot the solutions that you've created before the lockdown. You need to pivot them, evolve them, grow them, create them. Yeah, people are saying that, you know, it's exploitation and they're making money out of COVID. Well, fine, maybe. And that's why I'm doing this video. I want your thoughts. Please stick them in the comments. Please share the video. Hit the share button right now. Let's get other people's thoughts. But I always like to look at situations and instead of going, what do I hate about it? What can I learn from it? Imagine if everything that pisses you off and everything you hate, you actually went, what could I learn from that? How could I? Because complaining doesn't necessarily change the world. But looking at what you don't like about something and turning that into a solution, a product, a service, an outcome, that does change the world. It changes your world. So I would encourage you to take that energy that you've got that you feel is wrong or powerful or controlling or exploiting and go, do you know what? How can I learn the economic and the value creation and the fair exchange fundamentals underneath? And then how can I turn that into positivity and energy and problems and solutions and services, etc.? Yeah, someone has said I should get the CEO to explain. I'm actually going to message my VA and ask him if we can interview the exec of AstraZeneca. That would be good. Let's put the. What do you think? Let me know in the comments if you'd like me to interview the executive, the CEO, Pascal Sariot of AstraZeneca. What would that be like for an interview? That might be fun. You can ask him some questions too. My job, I think, to help you is to get on the energy of these divisive, polarizing, controversial subjects, like the CEO of AstraZeneca being the highest paid exec, and then turn it into how you can change the world, how you can start and scale your business and make better financial get better financial education, make better financial decisions, you know, create more enterprise, more economy, more profit. This is my purpose. So let me just give you some lessons on that then. Number one is if you solve big problems, you make big paychecks. That's just a fact. So look at turning that energy. In Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, he talks about transmutation. I'm trying to figure out how to transmute sexual energy. Man, do you know what? If I could turn my sexual energy into enterprise, I'd be a zillionaire. I'd be the world's first trillionaire. Yeah. So, but you know, Napoleon Hill talked about transmutation. What, nearly 100 years ago? So if you can transmute. That's a new word. Transmate. Turn your sexual energy into profit. Transmate. But if you could transmute your feeling of wrongdoing, unfairness, and all these big problems in the world, if you could turn that energy into solution, into meaningful products and services, into enterprise, you're going to change the world. So get the lesson. Don't just get pissed off. Get the lesson. Don't just get pissed off. Get the lesson. So, quick summary, Pascal Soriot, the highest paid exec in the UK, the CEO of AstraZeneca, actually trained as a vet. Do you know the CEO of Tesco actually started stocking and stacking shelves? There you go. There's a lesson there. Always get the lesson. Don't get so pissed off that you don't get the lesson. Trained as a vet. He earned 6 times the average top 100 CEO. Do you think that's fair? Let me know in the comments. Once you've let me know in the comments, hit the share button. There's going to be a load of pissed off people. People are even bringing Matt Hancock into it. Everyone's going to be fucked off with this. They are apparently, though, the only company that are selling the vaccine not for profit. Is the CEO and, you know, wealthy divide getting bigger between the rich and the poor? Was that accelerated in the lockdown? Well, actually, average CEO salaries are down 17%. Their average bonuses fell. The average pay rise fell. So let me know what you think in the comments. Oh, fuck my life. Hit the share button right now. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for following my work. I believe some rules of economics are, number one, you create great value, you will make good profit. You create fair exchange, you will create great profit. Charlotte said, everyone's pissed off about something. Exactly. So everyone is pissed off right now. So what are you going to do? Are you going to be pissed off and rant about it? Or are you going to be pissed off and turn it into positive energy? Are you going to take what frustrates you, what's wrong with the world, and turn it into change, a meaningful mission and vision? I ask every one of my disruptive entrepreneur guests, and it's nearly 200, and I don't even think they know why I ask them this, but I ask every single one, what is one thing wrong with the world that you would like to change? And I don't ask them that just to piss them off. I ask them that so I can understand what's pissing them off, and then I can see what they're doing about it. And you know, most billionaires and 100 millionaires and people who are making a difference in the world, they actually make change with what they're pissed off about. They start a company around what they're pissed off about. They start a foundation about what they pissed off about. the comments are great, by the way. You know, they set up a mission and a vision to change what they're pissed off about. And that's transmutation of energy. Transmutation doesn't have to be sexual energy. It can be what you're pissed off about. Take that energy, go change the fucking world. Do it right now and hit the share button. Take my energy, what I'm pissed off about, and hit the share button. And let's get a fucking dialogue going on this, because, man, people just focus on the wrong shit. You want my opinion? Probably not going to be popular. My opinion is probably that that is a result of fair exchange. It is a result of what the universe or the globe perceives to be valuable. It obeys my law of wealth, which is value plus fair exchange times leverage equals wealth. So, you know, the vaccine was required. If it, you can be against the vaccine, but it was required, otherwise it wouldn't be there. So if you create value in a fair exchange environment and then you leverage that locally, nationally, globally, online, and help as many people as possible solve problems, Tetra Pak, just create packaging. And post-it notes are just a useful sticky note that doesn't leave glue residue on. That helps billions of people. And that's why these organizations are billion and trillion dollar total revenue businesses. I mean, there must be trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of post-it notes. And the Tetra Pak, the Rousing family, even the grandkids are billionaires. So you can fucking learn something from it. And, you know, the people are telling me more and more, Rob, these rants, we love your rants. But people get pissed off with my rants. Far better to rant about something to create change than just be pissed off about something and moan and complain and bitch and moan and whine all fucking day. AstraZeneca CEO, highest paid exec in the UK, 15.45 million, six times the average CEO. So many people are going to be pissed off about it today. I don't give a fuck. Take the energy, take what you're pissed off and put it into something meaningful and useful. Get the lesson. There is a blessing in every stressing. Thanks, everyone. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Ah, take a breath. Relax, breathe, chill. Look, if you thought that episode was useful, I'd love to invite you to go now to rob.team. For just the cost of a cup of coffee a month, albeit a large one, you get access to courses and training that have otherwise been paid for. You get access to the thousands of rob.team and Rob Supporter community members. We do meetups, events. Just go to rob.team. You'll see on that page all the list of benefits. And then you can either sign up through Facebook or you can sign up off of Facebook on my bespokely built rob.team platform, which I think when you go inside, you'll love. Go right now to rob.team. See you there.